Very excited. It is back again. Brekkie for Boobies. Ooh. But a change of pace for 2019. Friends of the show, Claire and Emily, joined us. Good afternoon.
How are you going, guys? Thank you for having us.
It is a big day on Friday. I mean, it's been a busy few weeks, let's be honest. The work you ladies do, and I know there's a whole team behind it, but mm-hmm. you two really do drive this. Firstly, just tell Geelong and the Surf Coast, what is happening this Friday, when and where and how it changes up?
Okay, guys, so this year we are, for those who aren't familiar with our little fundraiser, we have, it's called Brekkie for Boobies. Mm-hmm. We raise money for the National Breast Cancer Foundation, which fund what really is life-changing research. Mm-hmm. And they have a goal for zero deaths from breast cancer by the year 2030. So we've been doing this for this is our fourth year now. And typically we've had an online auction, which has been a tremendous success for us. We have everything donated from hundreds of companies each mm-hmm. year, and we auction that off on Instagram. This year we decided to switch things up a little bit, mm-hmm. like you said, and we've decided to really embrace this beautiful Geelong community that's put their arms around us and have a live shopping evening. That's going to be this Friday night, the 11th, at the Bridge in Bridge Street, Newtown.
Yep.
And everything is going to be there for people to come and shop our goods and shop our wares. And it's the spread that we have for people to come and buy is just phenomenal. Yeah. People who are familiar with us and have seen what we've put online in previous years, it's just...
I still have the wall print that I bought in the very first time.
Oh, you know. I remember you picking that up.
I did go to your house. Nothing else. But all who wander aren't lost. It was really cool. Yeah. Still in my bedroom. But obviously this is a cause that's very close to your heart because you have that connection with the National Breast Cancer Foundation and obviously families who have been through breast cancer, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I mean, breast cancer affects everyone, you know, all you have to do is ask and someone's got a story to tell. I was 12 when my mum passed away from breast cancer. She was only 41. And then the last couple of years, Em's had a few young friends, school mums and things that have passed away, and it's been horrific. So this is just a little something that we can do to make hopefully a bit of a difference.
Yeah.
So
how good has the community been getting involved?
Oh, phenomenal.
Amazing.
It's,
we couldn't do it without the community support, simple as that. We appreciate every little bit of help and advertisement and all of that sort of stuff and sharing things on socials.
I think it's just the enthusiasm that, I mean, obviously this is our baby and we have a huge amount of love and passion for what we're doing. Otherwise we wouldn't do it because it's on top of life. It's not our job. But to see that other people share our enthusiasm and just I think I say this a lot, you can meet some ordinary people in your day-to-day, but doing this, everyone who we meet want to see Claire and I succeed and they want to see this do well because this isn't for us and it's not about us. It's about Claire's mum or my friend or your sisters, and that's what we found. Everyone does have a story connection, and everyone wants this thing to not be a thing anymore.
And
so it's really wonderful.
Long lasting too. My auntie had breast cancer and she did survive, but it's the 5 years and then the 10 years after and then the consistent checks. And now my cousins and myself, now that there's that history of it, that family history of it,
it's consuming.
You have to be more alert, more aware of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know...
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, it's a real testament to this community that Brekkie for Boobies, which is the Geelong thing, is like one of the biggest community fundraisers that the National Breast Cancer has in the country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we are the biggest, actually, and that's not because of us. It's because of the support that we've garnered.
Geelong's
from this.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is
amazing.
Yeah. It is, and they really rally and, just keep helping year after year, and we're very, very appreciative.
Very, very grateful.
Now, on Friday, what do people need to know? It's cash only?
So Friday, Bridge Street, Newtown, at the Bridge. Yes, cash only. There will be a bank transfer option for over $300 for purchases over $300, but cash only. So come cashed up. There's lots of things, items starting at $5. all the way up to original pieces of artwork for $1,500, which are remarkable and absolutely beautiful. So, yeah, we just hope it's going to be an incredibly successful evening and that everyone has a wonderful time. There's going to be a beautiful bar set up with cocktails to buy, and there's going to be a big grazing table, and it's going to be wonderful.
So let's be honest, Christmas is fast approaching. There's always birthdays and how you should always spoil yourself. You've probably still got tax time money left over as well. So get online at more details. We'll get more details up to it, krock.com.au. Emily and Claire, thank you so much, guys. All the best for Friday.